We continue with a look at Chris Christie's state address from this past week. Turning now to the New Jersey State Director for an organization who believes that the best traveled path to a stronger economy is with a smaller government. Here from Americans for Prosperity is Darren Uwicki. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, how are you, Chris?
Great to have you back here. AmericansForProsperity.org is their site on the web, and not just for New Jersey. If you're listening on the stream, they have chapters every state, and they need the people power from every state, too, to bring their message to the elected leaders who are technically the employees of you. So, you know, they like to have you forget that part, but that's one of the ideas that Americans for Prosperity likes to instill on both sides of the equation. So, Dan, when you look back at the state of the state address, I think the main point of criticism is what Chris Christie did not talk about, transportation trust fund, gas taxes. He sang the praises of Camden while neglecting the flaming wreck that Newark and taxpayer cost to Newark continues to be. Atlantic City, it seems like he didn't want to talk about work still to be done.
Sure, it seemed like he cherry-picked a lot. And I do have to give credit to the governor, and he took a bad situation that we're in New Jersey and tried to spin it as well as he possibly could. I'll add one other thing, Chris. What I found to be probably most hypocritical of the governor was his talk of vetoing all the income tax hikes that the legislator continues to send to his desk, and I really do appreciate that, but then talked about constraining government and lowering taxes to allow business to thrive. And here's a guy who in last year's budget tried to increase taxes, grow government, and expand the budget by more than $2 billion. So very hypocritical by the governor in his attempt to appeal to a larger national conservative base by not telling the full story.
He also promoted the fact that property taxes have dropped from the average around between 7 and 8% back in the Corzine years to 2 and a fraction percent if a community does vote to exceed the 2% cap, sort of missing out on the boat that a 2% increase in property taxes is still a 2% increase in property taxes. We're still the highest in the country.
Yeah, it is certainly not going the direction we need it to go, which is down. And that is lost on the ears of so many politicians, not all, but so many politicians in Trenton. And it's the main driver for people leaving New Jersey. You just can't afford to live here anymore. You know, I'm a young guy, recently engaged. My fiance and I are looking for a home. And there are just certain markets that we are boxed out of because based solely on property taxes. You just cannot afford to pay the property taxes because when you're paying essentially a double mortgage just to cover the tax portion, it just doesn't make any fiscal sense for a home buyer. And you can see that with lots of young professionals still living at home with mom and dad because they cannot get into the market.
You mentioned how it's tough as an individual to live in the state. It's tough to do business in the state. We just lost Mercedes-Benz. We have an administration who wants to give tax incentives to boondoggles like Revel and Xanadu or whatever they want to call that fiasco over the Meadowlands now. And even when they did give incentives or offer incentives to Mercedes-Benz, apparently twice as much as what Georgia was offering, Mercedes still split for Georgia.
Yeah, because ultimately at the end of the day, we need to lower our base. We just cannot compete with other states with our corporate structure taxed the way it is, with our income tax the way it is, with one of the most progressive in the nation, our property taxes, our regulations is just absolutely killing industry here in the state of New Jersey because folks just don't want to deal with the red tape. And there's something to be said when you go to states like Florida and Georgia, North Carolina, to where they're rolling back regulations to allow business to thrive. And not all regulation is bad. You know, there's a need for some of it here and there. But the overburdensome regulations that we have here and the clear message that Trenton is sending when it comes to burdensome regulations, whether it's, you know, them forcing and mandating businesses to pay sick time, forcing businesses to pay higher minimum wage for a starting job, it sends a message that we're not serious about job creation in the state of New Jersey. And until legislators change that tone, I don't know how much money you hand out. We are going to continue to lose business.
Talking with Darren Uwicki, who is the New Jersey State Director for Americans for Prosperity, AmericansForProsperity.org. are on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Another thing that Governor Christie did not address in the State of the State speech, and he really doesn't address any time of the year, is the prospect of an increase of the state gas tax. He does have a Democrat, I believe it's the Transportation Commissioner, who does not want to take that concept off the table. And you certainly have Ray Lesniak, state senator, Democrat for New Jersey, who never saw a tax he didn't like, is a big proponent of hiking the gas tax. Now we're seeing gas more and more places drop under $2. That makes that low gas tax, some people say, an endangered species in New Jersey.
It really does. And that's the game that politicians are trying to play and use the lower gas prices that we see right now. And make no bones about it, this will go back up. It is a very volatile market. You and I know that. Many of your listeners know that. And so politicians are going to prey on the hardworking families in New Jersey to really pay for the sins of that they've made over the course of decades, robbing the Transportation Trust Fund of statutory dedicated monies that they continue to use for budget gaps. And Governor Christie is very guilty of that. Both parties are guilty of that. They've bonded over the years. We have allowed runoffs on projects to the tune of millions of dollars, and we just pay that out. So there's no contractual obligation to stay within a budget. And we spend the most out of any state in the union when it comes to fixing our roads in the state of New Jersey. We're spending $2 million per mile for new road work, administrative costs, and or repair, $2 million. The closest state next to us is Massachusetts, and at about $579,000. The fact that we're paying, you know, three times as much as the closest state next to us is just utterly absurd. Eight times the national average we're spending on road work. And that is what needs to stop. And we don't need to get us to number one when it comes to, you know, the cost of road work. But what we should strive for is finding ourselves somewhere in the middle. And that would save us enormous amounts of money. And then we have another roughly $300 million sitting out there that, you know, routinely is stolen and putting in for budget gaps. Let's dedicate all of that money back to the TTF. So there are plenty of avenues that we can go to, cutting costs, making sure that we're reining in spending, making sure that we're not having runoffs of costs. And here's the biggest one, Chris, and this is what every New Jerseyan and any other listener that you have around the country should be asking their legislative branches if they hear of a gas tax raise, is what is the 10-year plan and what are the top 100 projects that need to be done tomorrow to ensure the safety of our transportation in the state of New Jersey? Because no one disagrees with the fact that we need to be safe, have everything under control, but the way that we spend it and where is really the question needs to be asked. And I tell you, we've asked this question in Trenton. They don't have a 10-year plan, which is scary.
Yeah, some people say, especially for the northwest corner of the state, to reinstall the old railway that was a historic part of the state, and that was part of the early transportation long before Route 8 was even a dream on a drawing board. Americans for Prosperity, as I mentioned, works to make sure the government is efficient, effective, and economical and affordable. Now, with this year being an election year when every seat under that gold dome in Trenton is up for grabs, how much more work and how much more of a push is Americans for Prosperity going to give for not just the incumbents, but any candidate you think is worthy that would be better to in service to the people than an incumbent?
Well, you know, we're gonna follow all the legislation up through June. The budget battle will be interesting to see what happens this year. You know, I have a feeling the projections are going to be low. But we're going to take a look at every single assembly member, as you mentioned, up for election and score their votes as we do every single year. And I'll be honest with you, there are plenty of Republicans and just as many Democrats who don't score well on our midterm scorecard. There's a few guys, Jay Weber being the top guy on our list right now, scores a 100%. So if you're in Morris County, and Assemblyman Jay Weber is your assembly representative, you have a wonderful individual protecting you, making sure that the right things are being voted on, and he takes the fiscally responsible vote and sits on the budget committee. But I tell you, there's a lot of guys that are out there who are in it's wolves' clothes or sheep's clothes or really wolves underneath, preying upon, the fact that you're busy and sometimes don't have the time to pay attention to everything that's going on. And that's what we get at Americans for Prosperity. And that's why we do what we do, is to be able to give the information and give it in an unslanted, unbiased manner when it comes to fiscal issues. So folks can decipher what is being said by their politicians and what's being said by an advocacy group that is truly looking out for their interests and not special interests from lobbyists in Trenton.
And to learn more about how you can support the work and become part of the effort of Americans for Prosperity in New Jersey, as well as every state across the country, if you're on the stream, AmericansForProsperity.org. I'm joined this morning by the New Jersey State Director, Darren Nowicki. Darren, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Chris, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.